As work on the state budget progressed in Harrisburg this week, Philadelphia lawmakers are making good on a pledge made months ago during the battle to save Northeastern Hospital to withhold state funding for Temple University. Representative John Taylor said he and other Philadelphia lawmakers are sending a message to university officials about how the decision to close the Port Richmond facility was made.
It is a wake-up call for Temple University with regard to what it did to the eastern part of the city of Philadelphia when it closed Northeastern Hospital. Not only the closure, which affected 850 jobs, the loss of health care in that community, but the way they did it, where everything was done in secret, gave very little information to the community at large and certainly to the elected officials. That shouldn't be tolerated. They're a public institution with a commitment to that community. There are a variety of ways that they could have worked that out. They could have asked for input from the community, from the employees. They didn't do that. It was a lot easier just to close the facility. This is our response to that. Their attitude from the very beginning is we're going to close this facility, and that's what they did over our objections. And now their day of reckoning has arrived.
From Harrisburg, Mike Davis reporting.